You will read all of them. We'll give people turns. All right, guys. So today, what we're going to be talking about is predictions, right? Expectations and prophecies. Okay, so let me. All right. Does anybody know what this card represents?
A spell card,
right? So what does that go? What does that go with? People just have spell cards. What does it usually go with? Like a game?
Game.
I don't know what game that is.
Okay. It doesn't matter which game, just as long as it's a game.
Magic the Gathering.
Sure! I don't know, but there you go.
Hang on.
It's what?
Sorcery.
It's a card. So who can read to me what that card says? Go ahead.
During your opponent's standby phase, predict one action. The opponent's predicted action will be negated. Good job.
Good. All right. So thank you for reading that. So that's a prediction, right? So do you think that's biblical?
No.
It's not biblical, right? Okay, let's go to this next one. Who can tell me what this represents? Go ahead, Luke.
NFL playoffs.
All right, there you go. NFL playoffs. So what am I seeing here? What are these things on the sides? Back there with the hat.
No, you
got the hat on.
Games.
Games? Okay, so what about the games? What are you predicting?
Who will win?
There you go. I was pulling answers for him. Okay. So, what happens if your prediction is right?
You win money.
Well, not just yelling out. Sebastian.
You win money.
Okay, you can win money. I am sorry in advance if I smack anybody in the face with candy. That's not the intention. All right, so, and that's fine, right? Is that biblical at all? No, I mean, some people might say it's biblical, right? My husband might say it's biblical because he really likes sports and I don't. Okay, what about this? What are we predicting here, Richard?
The weather.
The weather. Thank you, Richard. Okay, so we're predicting the weather. So notice the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the end, they kind of just gave up, right? Now, the weatherman, when he predicts the weather, is it biblical?
No.
It's not really biblical, right?
What does that mean by biblical?
That's a good question. Can anybody answer that? What does it mean by being biblical? Go ahead, Jackie.
Like, basically, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like, you don't know the weather.
Right. But what makes this not biblical? What does biblical mean? Anybody know what biblical means?
Is it, like, aligned to, like, God's values?
Like, yeah, like, it comes from the Bible,
go.
Right?
I think it's one, but I don't get one for trying.
There you go. One for trying.
Got it.
All right. So not really biblical, but sometimes it's fun to kind of guess and predict, right? A prediction of the weather. Kind of look at the weather and be like, oh, there's some predictions there. Like it's starting to feel a certain way. I think it's going to rain, right? Okay. So there's another one, right? A little bit clearer of what they are predicting. Okay. What is this one?
March Madness.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, it's March Mammal Madness.
What? What do you mean March Mammal Madness?
It's when they put like two different mammals together and then you predict two
more. Really? That's both? Really? Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay. I didn't even know that. Luke, go ahead. I see you're like dying.
It's actually just an empty bracket.
You know what? You're not wrong. Okay. All right. So what do you do with these brackets?
Fill in like...
You compare stuff.
Oh. Not compare. Not necessarily compare. Go ahead, back there in the orange. Your prediction's gonna win the game. Good. All right. Pretty good. Question: is that biblical?
No.
It's not really biblical, right? All right.
Yes.
What is this? What can you tell from this picture? Can someone tell me what this picture is saying?
Oh my gosh, the wise men, they predicted Jesus' birth.
Okay, wait. Someone I haven't heard from yet.
This is unfair.
This is unfair. Okay. Who can tell me what that say? Richard.
That is the prediction of Jesus' birth and them recording it in the Bible.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so question. Is this a prediction or is this a prophecy?
Prophecy,
what? How do you know it's a prophecy? Somebody else tell me why it's a prophecy. Go ahead, tell me why it's a prophecy.
It's not like kind of like they're predicting it because they don't
staying here.
Yep. They're saying what happened in those times, basically.
So they're saying what's happening at that time. Very good. Okay, Jenny, can you build a map?
God told them what's going to happen.
God told them what's going to happen. Okay, good. All right, ready? Another one. What's happening in this one? Let's see who is in this picture. Okay, somebody I haven't heard from yet. Okay, this hat. Okay, Mary, what's happening with Mary? Build on. She's praying? Okay.
Gabriel.
You're not wrong. Juliet.
Gabriel.
The angel
was
telling her that she's
going to
have a son.
There you go.
What's the angel's name?
What is the angel's name?
Gabriel.
Oh!
Gabriel, that's my name, bro. It should be me.
Okay. Oh, wait. Let me go back. Is this a prophecy?
Yes.
Okay, so you know it's a prophecy. What about this one? What is this one showing us? Show of hands, tell me. I want to see you. Somebody I haven't heard from yet. Someone I haven't heard from yet. Brett, what does it say? Come on, Brett. So the question is, what is this picture telling us? What is it telling us? Okay. Jesus, all right, Jordan, can you build on that too? So he's gonna be crucified on the cross.
And
you know it.
They're writing it down in the Bible.
They're writing it down in the Bible, right? So what does this make this? Is this a prediction or is this a prophecy?
Prophecy.
Who says prophecy? Raise a hand. Who says prophecy? 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 Prophecy. Told you guys this was going to be interactive. Who else? All right, now you all just raising your hand. That's okay. I just want to make sure everybody gets at least one. Everybody gets at least one. Leaders, do you guys believe it too? You guys can get stuff too.
Wait, who did he tell that actually, like, who was the prophecy that he was going to kill? Other than
who? Silas! Sean, did you get one? Oh, I'm sorry I overshot that. All right, so at the bottom of this one, right, it says, I'm going to stand over here, prophecy and scripture. So what is the big thing there? Like, so this was the last one that has the words on it. So where does prophecy come from?
Scripture,
right? It comes from the Bible. Now, how does that connect to the Old Testament, right? So the Old Testament, God created the world, Genesis, right? We all know the story of Genesis, right? He created everything. Everything was good. He created man, and it was?
Good. Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, so it was very good, right? But then what happened? What did man do?
Ate the forbidden apple.
Ate the forbidden, yes, right? And so there was sin, right? Mm-hmm. So now we're reading all through the Old Testament, all the things that the prophets are saying would happen, right? So the other pictures that we have, oh, the football games, you know, oh, maybe my prediction might come true. You know, my team might win. I might get $1,000. I don't really know how much you make on brackets. I actually don't know, but
about 1,000.
I guess it's $1,000. Wow, that's pretty good. I should start playing. okay, so here's a question. What will you guys have for dinner tomorrow? Does anybody know what you're going to have for dinner tomorrow? Sebastian, you know what you're going to have for tomorrow?
Soup.
You know that for sure. Okay, next week I want you to circle back and I want you to tell us if you actually had soup. Okay? All right, so I want it. Okay. What will the weather be like next week for youth group?
Possibly.
Hopefully without a hurricane.
Hopefully without a hurricane. Yeah, well, because in Florida they're dealing with that right now, right? So hopefully without a hurricane. Okay. What grade will you get on your next test?
Oh, stop.
100.
100? Oh.
Manifesting it.
Manifesting it. Okay, go ahead.
F minus.
What? No, don't wish for that. You think that? Oh, I'm going to be praying for you hard this week. All right, go ahead.
An 87.
An 87. Okay, all right.
A
92. Oh, 92, okay.
An 83.
An 83?
I got a 90.
Go ahead. Oh, don't wish it after. Okay. Here's what I want you guys to do. I want you all to remember. Everybody who said something, I want you all to remember. So next week when you come back, let me know if your predictions were right. I want to know if your predictions were right. Okay? Who's going to win the next Super Bowl?
New York? No.
Just New York. Just doesn't matter. Just New York. All right. In 10 years' time, think about this, guys. In 10 years' time, what will you be doing?
Praying.
Okay. Amen to that.
Just graduated college.
Okay. Go ahead, people in the back. You guys can shout it out now. Shout it out.
Breathing.
Being in jail.
Being in college.
Being in college.
Have kids.
Being
male. Okay.
Or being 21.
Okay. All right. Well, some of these predictions will come true. Very good. All right. Here's another question, guys. In 20 years, what will be a common electronic device that everyone will own?
An iPhone.
What?
VR.
VRs? I think VRs are already in existence, right?
Yeah.
So what would be coming? What in 20 years' time? Think about the advancement.
I don't know.
A computer that could turn into a tablet. That's actually kind of neat.
The iPhone 36.
Okay. Well, okay. The iPhone 36. Go ahead.
iPhone actually doing something to improve their stuff and not just moving over the things.
Okay. All right. I want you guys to all think about this stuff. In 20 years' time, in 10 years' time, reflect back. Were your predictions correct? All right? What's that? You try really hard. I believe in your abilities. I truly believe in your abilities, right? I think you can do it. All right, so let's open up our Bibles. The first thing we're going to read is Deuteronomy 18:18. And then after someone reads it, I have a question. So who will be, all right, Gio, please read that for me. Go ahead, Gio.
I'll read it
All right, I want everybody to hear because I have a question. I do have a question. So I wrote it here, Deuteronomy 18:18. So we'll wait until everybody gets there. Yeah, Deuteronomy 18:18. Okay. Write this one.
I can't find it.
Go to segment.
You're good? All right. All right. If you guys can't find it, Gio's going to read it really loud so you can hear. Go ahead, G.
I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him.
All right. Very good. Thank you, G. Here. Ready? For reading? G. One, two. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Okay. All right. So based on that, where would the Messiah come from? Based on what Gio read, all right, where would the Messiah come from? Who can answer that? Any takers? So where would the Messiah come from? So again, he read, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words into his mouth and shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Who is the person speaking? Go ahead.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Lord?
Yes. Very good. All right. All right, we're going to go to Micah 5:2. Micah 5:2. When you're there, let me know, and then we'll pick someone to read. So ready? Micah 5:2. Mia? Go ahead, Mia. I'm going to have you, everybody listen, because I have a question after that. Micah 5:2. Go ahead, Mia.
But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, is that how you say it?
Ephrathah? Ephrathah, I think, yeah.
Who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days.
Okay. All right. Mia, thank you for reading. One, two. I am not good at sports, so okay. All right. So based on what Mia read, okay, guys, ready? Where would the Messiah be born? Based on that, go ahead, Jordan. Bethlehem. Nice. Good job. Sorry. I got to get better at throwing. Okay, I need somebody else to read John 1:45. Sebastian, you already got that ready? I love that you're like prepared and ready to go. Sebastian, nice and loud. Very good. I'm not good at throwing, so.
You've been good so far.
I
don't know how to get your birth.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So thank you, Sebastian, for reading that. So based on what Sebastian read, who can answer, how did Philip describe who Jesus was? How did we describe who Jesus was? Okay. Think about it. Go back to it and read it again if you need to. So Philip describes Jesus as?
Son of Joseph.
There you go. Good job. All right, guys. Now we're going to Acts. Acts 3:18-22. You guys are doing a great job getting to these Bible verses and reading. Luke. I can never say just Luke.
Wait, 3:18-22?
Nope. 18:22.
But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. And 22 is, Moses said, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you.
Okay, very good. Luke, thank you for reading.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so based on what Luke just read, what did Peter say about Jesus?
I can't find them.
You can't find it?
Yeah,
okay.
I can't find them at all.
Okay, that's okay. Luke, can you read it again one time loud? So just, yep.
Is, but what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled.
Okay, very good. That's good, because that's where we need to be. Go ahead.
That he would suffer.
Very good. Very, very good. And Luke, for reading it a second time.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for reading it a second time. I'm telling you, it's just a lot of fun to give out candy, isn't it? It's just a lot of fun. All right. So I do appreciate you guys reading all of that, because it does bring into light all these things that the Bible said would happen. Right? These are all things the Bible said would happen. Now, let's just say you were around during that time, and these things haven't come to pass yet. Jesus hasn't been born yet, right? Jesus did not live a perfect life yet. He had not yet been sacrificed on the cross. How much of a believer would you be at that time? How much would you think this is true?
I would be Jewish.
You would be Jewish, okay. And a lot of people were Jewish, yes, okay. That's not a wrong answer, right? How would you... So, would it be easier?
No.
I wouldn't believe it. It'd be hard, and it's okay. It's okay to say that. It's okay to be like, you know what? I don't know if I'd be a believer. Silas, keep me checked on time, because I will go over. Okay. All right. So it's hard to like bring yourself to that, right? When someone says this will happen, right? Bless you. Okay. So, when we look at the book of Genesis, right, Genesis 12:13, you guys don't have to read it, or Acts 3, right, we talk about, like, so I'm going to be talking about five different things that happen, prophesied, right? So we talk about Abraham's descendants, right? It starts with Abraham's descendants. Then we go to Samuel 7, Matthew 1, the kingdom of David will last forever, right? It's another prophesied, right? Then Isaiah 7:14. Luke 1:30-35, another picture that you had shown, that I had shown you guys there, the virgin will give birth. Now, let's take a step there and let's think about this. You got Mary. Mary has now been told she's going to have the Son of God. She's about to get married.
And her fiance finds out she's pregnant. But the Lord, the angel of the Lord came to me and said this would happen. Right? Think about putting yourself in that situation. This is a prophecy, right? How much of a believer would you be in that moment if you were Joseph? If you were Joseph, right? Luke's like, and it's okay. It's okay to say, I don't know. I don't know if I would believe it. I don't know, right? It's a pretty radical thing, right?
I don't think I would believe it if I was Joseph.
It's kind of a hard concept, right? Because it's like, wait. You're telling me there is an angel that came down and said, you're going to have a baby. And I'm gonna marry you. Like, whoa, it's pretty radical, right? It's pretty radical, right? And it's okay. Then we go to Micah 5 and Matthew 2. The Christ child will be born in Bethlehem. So they already located. This is where it's gonna happen, right? Another prophecy. Then Hosea, am I saying that right? Hosea? Okay. 11. Matthew 2. The Messiah will dwell in Egypt. So all these things have been prophesied. Now, let's think about this, right? All these things have been prophesied, and when they happen, when they actually start happening, there's this baby that's being born. Okay, it's a baby that's being born. Okay, baby lives a perfect life, right? Gets crucified. Maybe you didn't believe it. Maybe you were questioning it. And honestly, guys, it's okay to question things, and it's okay to question God. It's okay to do that. As long as you're having a conversation with him, it's okay, right? So people probably questioned a lot. Like, I don't know. This sounds a lot like a prediction, not a prophecy. I don't know if this is really true, right? Then he gets crucified. And you're like, hold up. Okay, wait a minute. Here's this woman who's claiming she's a virgin. She now has this baby. This baby actually did live a perfect life, but this person is telling me he's like God. I don't know. But he didn't do any sin, okay? Created some miracles, okay? And now he's dying on the cross. At what point do you become the believer, right? Like, oh, you know what? This has been, go ahead.
How about when the baby's born in the first part?
Yeah, that some people, right there, boom. Oh, they said this would happen, and now it's happened, right? Some people just need that, right? Think about in today's time. When we're looking at all of this, we're looking at the good book, and we're looking at the Old Testament, and we're looking at the New Testament. And a lot of people know more about the New Testament than the Old Testament. And that's okay. That's completely okay. But when you're thinking about it, in today's time, right, we may not have a Mary, right? We don't have these things that are happening in front of us, right? So you start to question. Things happen that are not so good, and you're struggling, and you might be having a hard time. It's easy to question. Right? That's our human selves, right? Of being like, I want to be in control, right? I'm going to predict my future. Everybody here is self-fulfilling prophecy? Anybody know what that term means, a self-fulfilling prophecy? Anybody ever heard that before today? Go ahead, Sean. Tell me what self-fulfilling prophecy is.
It's basically a prophecy that I'm going to make sure it comes true.
By your own word. Good job. No, he did not look it up. I watched him.
So, like, when you say you're going to get an F on your next test.
Yeah.
That's because you're going to make sure you fail.
Right. So, and there's something that Jackie said earlier today. Jackie said something earlier today, and I wanted to make sure I kept that in the forefront of my head because she said something really, really important. When I said, what are you going to do in years, 10 years from now? What kind of grade you're going to have? All those questions, you had given me a lot of positive. And what was the thing that you said right after you said one of your positive things? Do you remember?
No.
You don't even remember what you said? She said, I'm going to put it out because I'm going to put it out there.
Oh, you're manifesting
it. Manifesting it. Yes. Self-fulfilling prophecy, right? You put it out there. So let's think about self-fulfilling prophecy in the sense of how do we walk this walk with God, right? We're not going to see a burning bush. Maybe you will. I don't know. God works in mysterious ways and he makes crazy things happen, right? Maybe you're not going to see a burning bush. You're not going to see a virgin give birth. You're not going to see Jesus on the cross, right? We know these things happened. Whether people believe or not, you know it happened. You know there was a man by the name of Jesus who was crucified. There is actually evidence to prove that actually took place, okay? So we know that. But in your day-to-day lives, right? It's easy to question things. It's easy to be like, I'm having a hard time with this, right? And God, do you really have me? So looking at the Old Testament and all the stuff that happened, you know, evil comes into the world. Evil is here. Evil is here, right? So God now has to work with that, right? So all these things came to be to right the wrong. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Can someone tell me why Jesus died on the cross? Somebody knew? Somebody knew? Somebody knew? All right, go ahead.
To save us.
To save us, right? Did I do that right? All right. So to save us, right? And so that's what God promised, right? And so when you believe it, Richard, and when you believe it, right? And you're saying, yes, God has me, and you trust in it, right? Does it mean that you're going to continue sinning?
It shouldn't.
You are going to continue sinning. Oh. Trick question, pop quiz, right? We're human. We're not perfect. We're not Jesus. We cannot live that perfect life that he did. The reason why he came down to live this life is to have that human flesh. So remember at one point, one of the leaders talked about the Trinity. Remember, you guys were here for the Trinity class, right? One thing I had said, when you think of the Trinity, I think of, and some of you guys have heard me say this, I think of a campfire. Mm-hmm. To me, a campfire represents the Trinity. You have the physical, that's the wood. That's Jesus. That's the physical, right? Then you have the spark, you have the match that sparks it, right? That's the spirit, right? Or the, the spark that lights it, then the oxygen that's in it. The oxygen is God, and then the flame is the spirit. So when you look at a campfire, you have to have all three in order. You can't just have a pile of wood and be like, okay, fire's just gonna start. You can't just do a spark and be like, fire's just gonna start. And you can't just have oxygen and fire is gonna start. You kind of need all three of them together, working together to create that campfire, right? Kind of magical when you think about it, like especially when you make fire. How many times have you guys have ever made a campfire and be like, I did it, I made a campfire, right? And how excited that is, right? Think about how excited you would be and be like, the Trinity is in me, God is with me, and that excitement of like, he's working in me, working all things out. So that is where I want to lead you guys in terms of predictions, expectations, the future, right? Luke talked about what's after the last one that he just went over, right? What you do now, not necessarily means up in heaven. It's how we take care of each other here and the now, right? That's what God wants us to do. Be in a community, be together, right? So God is working all things out. And when you read the Bible, that's him talking back. That's him answering, right? So it's really good to be able to open that Bible. That's why I really wanted you guys to read it today, so you guys can get used to opening the Bible, looking for it, and actually reading. And it's okay to not understand it. It's okay. And it's okay to be like, I have no idea what that word is, and I gotta go look it up. Or I really don't know what you're saying, and now I gotta go look it up. Because the parts that you probably don't understand the most, that you're looking up more, that's God working in you. That's God expanding you. Right? That's God having that conversation back with you. So those self-fulfilling prophecies, when you're working with God, God's going to open up the doors. When something happens, you guys ever had situations where things are like, ooh, this is coming really easy at me? It's really easy. Like all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm not getting any resistance. Right? God is making sure all those doors are opening because you're going the right path, right? But sometimes you hit something and you hit a brick wall and you're like, well, I can't go that way anymore. Right? This is like, I'm struggling. Question it, right? Because we always think that we're in control, but God's in control, right? God saw that evil came into this world, and God worked to correct that, right? And he sees it all. And so those self-fulfilling prophecies, God already knows how it's going to end. God already knows everything about you until the moment, all the way up through to the time that you're with him in heaven. He knows your playbook. He knows your playbook. He knows it all. So sometimes we just have to like let go and be like, okay, you've got me. I've seen what you've done in the Bible. I've seen what you've done in the Old Testament, all that you've created, and I see how you work to correct it in the New Testament, and how your promises, you promise and you fulfill your promises. You don't let us go. It might seem like you let us go, but you don't let us go, right? You got me. I got to just trust in it. And it's all in his time. You might say, God, you're not listening to me. God, you're not with me. God, where are you? He's with you. Go ahead. I know exactly what you're saying. Yes, that's the footprints in the sand that what you're talking about. When at my lowest moment, you carried me. And I'm going to give you a second one because I thought that was really great when you tied that together. Yes, God is with you and God is carrying you even when you think he's not. And God is working all the leaders that are in this room. All the leaders here, all the other members, we're here to walk the walk with you. To guide with you, just like God walks with us. You all working together, right? In communities. You guys might be talking to one another about struggles that you're having. Guess what? God is orchestrating all that as well. Those friends that you have that you can be like, I could be myself, my unapologetic self with this person. That's a gift from God, right? That's God planting that person for you, right? Seeking. Right? Seek, and then you shall find, right? God. Always looking for God. All right. I'm going to close this in prayer. Okay? Dear God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for bringing all these people today here to listen to your message. And just thank you for their just willingness to just read the Bible, read these stories, and have a little fun, a little joking around, having a little candy. And just really having fun with one another. So really listening to your word and knowing that you always have us and that all the prophecies that you foretold came true and that we can rest in that and we can rest in you in all of our days, both in the joyous moments and in our darkest moments, that we would turn to you and that you would always be there holding our hand, lifting us up. And may we as a community always be there for one another, especially in those times where we're really joyous and happy, to really rejoice with one another and really enjoy each other's company. But then also in those times, we're in our darkest times, that you would give us that friend that we would need, that we shoulder we can cry on, and that you would provide that. And we just thank you for all of the gifts. We pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.